Wow. I mean, I never thought that, I could say this is just basically, race baiting in a way. Because when I think of this story, this is what I think about when they, when white women want to go to these events, just to hear grievances from a deck from centuries ago that they had no part of. This is what I think what they go for. That's what I think about it when it comes to those, when it comes to this. Oh boy. White women can now go to dinner so they can be ashamed for racism. Sarah Rowe, who ran for Congress in 2018, has co-founded a group where white women can go to dinner to listen to why they are complicit in racism and white supremacy. Attendees' only job is to bear witness to the pain of black and brown women. Race to Dinner invites women to set aside their white women tears and schedule a dinner with the co-founders. White women around the country are invited to join private dinners where they can bear witness to the pain of black and brown women, hence the whiplash I was doing. Race to Dinner is aimed at white women and was co-founded by Sarah Rao after her 2018 congressional run, according to the website. The group's website points out that the company's goal isn't to make white women comfortable. Its aim is to be seen and heard by white women, whose only job is to sit during the dinner and bear witness to their pain, which they say white women have caused. Again, they weren't there, okay? They weren't there at this time. You're taking your aggression and angst out on people that were never there at the time. And the thing is also, right, what about the black women, right? Or even the brown women at that time who were complicit with white supremacy, who snitched, okay, on the blacks or the brown men who wanted their freedom from the white master, who snitched to the white master about their slave revolts. What about the black women or the brown women? Shouldn't they be coming to this event too? I mean, see how this is just really, they didn't think this through? These dinners aren't for people who want to feel good, learn, or be an ally. It is not for white women or about what is not, it's not for white women or about white women, the website states. White women already know everything about white supremacy because you and your dudes wrote the book. Facebook page notes. Oh boy. The website says that it isn't personal, it's just how things are. Even if you don't think you are racist, you are, according to Race to Dinner. Denouncing Trump, the KKK, and the Nazis does not exempt you from racism, this group says. Rather, as a white person in America, you are an active participant in upholding white supremacy. So being born white means you are a, you're upholding white supremacy. That's like saying me being born black means I uphold all of black supremacy, okay? All the black terrorist groups, I uphold all the foolishness that goes on in the black community in the hood. You know, it's just stupid. It's dumb because of the color of my skin. Because I'm born with that pigmentation, I'm attached to something so horrible. Being born German means I was down with the Nazis. This is just dumb. Everyone is part of this. Everyone is a part of the system, the website says. But black and brown people are on the receiving end of white supremacy, while white women are on the giving end. Race to Dinner is co-founded by a Colorado resident, Regina Jackson. Jackson is a self-employed real estate broker, according to her Facebook page. Her bio on the website talks about her life growing up in Chicago during the murder of Martin Luther King Jr., the Goodman, Cheney, and Schooner murders, and other violence perpetuated on innocent people by white people. This is why she is driven to push for real change in America, and why she agreed to be a co-founder, the website says. Roe ran for Congress in 2018, and the website says that she is a racial justice activist. After she lost the primary, she tweeted that she should give up on white people, with a link to an opinion piece that she wrote for the New York Times. She also said that she was taking her children and moving out of Colorado because of all the racism she was subjected to. Alright. What's for dinner on the menu? Sounds like white women are on the menu. That's what I'm looking at. That's what I think. What's for dinner on the menu is sounding off about what it's like being a black and brown woman in this country, and how white women cause harm every single day. The group's Facebook page states. Oh wow. Okay. The group's Facebook page writes that white women hosts and attendees are there for one reason and one reason only: to bear witness to our pain. Okay. The intent is to reveal the naked truth about racism in America and your complicity as white women, according to the group's website. Jackson and Roe have a short letter to white women in the About section of the website, detailing what race to dinner entails. Dear white women, you have caused immeasurable pain and damage to brown and black women. We are here to sit down with you to candidly explain how you caused this pain and damage. We are not here to change anything. What's the point of this? So you're just here to just have a bitch fest. We are not here to change anything. We are here to express the pain you have caused white women. What you do after you leave the dinner is up to you. We don't care about your feelings. Sit with that for a minute. Your feelings pale in comparison to the violence you have caused black and brown women. Sincerely, Regina Jackson and Sierra Roe. During Roe's 2018 Congress run, the website details how she was subjected to the throngs of white women that came to tell her how they weren't racist. There was a whole lot of me and not all white women. The page details, whatever that means. Roe alleges that she dealt with these meetings for a long time and finally was finished getting berated by white women when a white friend of hers stated that she needed to talk to Roe about this race stuff. At this point, the website says that Roe declared, I'll do a dinner to talk to several white women at once as long as you are there. This is how Race to Dinner began. Race to Dinner also details why white privilege is racism and how it is involved in every aspect of life. It is a multifaceted, complete system that functions in all areas: economic, political, educational, health, religion, war, media, advertising, entertainment, labor, law, and every other system, which all work to keep all things in place that support white supremacy. Our goal is to dig out the tumor called white privilege, power, control, and reveal it for what it is, and as an even more sinister and toxic form of racism. You are an integral part of the system. It is time for you to own that. If you're a white woman and would like to set aside your white woman tears, Race to Dinner's website has a section where you are able to schedule dinner with Jackson and Roe. Race to Dinner did not respond to requests for comment. Oh, this is crazy. I mean, I'm sorry. This is just nuts. Nobody in their right mind is going to want to come to this event just to get verbally abused. Okay, this is just, I don't know how to say it, but anybody who wants to come, they're masochists. Hence, once again, why I did the whip motion. You know, I mean, who wants to go there? All right, seriously. who wants to go to this event, right? All right, seriously, who wants to go to the, really, all you're going to do is be doing this. That's all it feels like is going to be done. Just hit me with that whip one more time. Tell me how I'm a white piece of shit and I'm the cause of all your pain, even though I grew up in a time where I wasn't a slave master. I don't have a white slave master. I wasn't married to a white slave master. Hit me again with that whip. Oh yeah. That's basically what it is. Except the words are the whip. That's it. And basically I just think this is a step backwards for progress. And I think this person is just looking for a new racket, how to make money, since they lost in running for Congress. Okay, that's what I just think. I think this woman is just trying to find a new racket and get publicity. Because seriously, I mean, going back into the past is not going to change anything. Basically working on the present, you know, that is what needs to change. All right, working on the here and now. Okay, yes, racism was back in the day, but we're not slaves anymore. Okay, yes, this is, you know, you have racist whites in our society. Okay, and basically there should be some logical, practical solutions to deal with that. Not bringing, you know, an ethnic group of women who have nothing to do with the slavery of the past, and possibly nothing to do with the slavery of the present. Okay, that's how I see it. Okay, this is Red Pill Man. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.